Hello, and welcome to the Study Guide podcast for OCR GCSE Art and Design. I'm your host, and today we're diving into the exciting world of sculpture. Whether you're just starting to explore three-dimensional form or you're refining your final piece, this episode is designed to help you master the core concepts and, most importantly, show you how to secure those top marks from the examiners. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore what sculpture really is, looking at form, space, and volume. We'll touch on key materials and techniques, discuss how to use artist research effectively, and then I'll share some crucial exam tips and common mistakes to avoid. We'll finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your knowledge. So, grab your sketchbook and let's get started. So, what are examiners actually looking for when they assess sculpture? It's not just about making a pretty object. They want to see your understanding of form, space, and volume. Form is the three-dimensional shape of your work. Think about its height, width, and depth. Is it organic and flowing, like the work of Barbara Hepworth, or is it angular and geometric? Space is just as important. This refers to the area around and within your sculpture. How does your work interact with the space it's in? Does it have negative space, holes, or gaps that become part of the form itself? Hepworth was a master of this, using voids to create a sense of harmony and balance. And volume is the amount of space your sculpture occupies. A solid, dense cube has a very different sense of volume to a delicate wire figure, like those by Alberto Giacometti, which barely seems to disturb the air around it. To explore these ideas, you'll need to get your hands dirty with different materials. For AO2, where you get credit for experimentation, you should be testing things like clay for its malleability, plaster for casting and creating surfaces, wire for creating linear skeletal forms, or even assemblage, which involves using found objects to construct your work. The key is to choose a material that is fit for purpose, one that helps you communicate your ideas effectively. Your investigation of other artists is crucial for AO1. Don't just stick pictures of their work in your sketchbook. You need to critically analyze how they work. For example, if you're looking at Giacometti, don't just copy his thin figures. Analyze why he made them that way. Explore his ideas about isolation and the human condition. Then, use that understanding to inform your own work. Perhaps you could experiment with creating elongated forms in wire or clay to express a feeling of your own. And a top tip for developing your ideas, use maquettes. These are small-scale models. They are the best way to resolve 3D problems. A 2D drawing can't fully show you how a form will balance or how it will look from all angles. Examiners love to see a series of maquettes showing the evolution of an idea. It's clear evidence of your design process for AO3. Now for some insider exam technique. These are the things that can really separate a good portfolio from a great one. First, a common mistake candidates make is producing what I call 2D work in 3D. This is often a relief or a flat piece with a bit of texture. To get top marks, you must create a fully realized in-the-round sculpture that has been considered from every single viewpoint. Always ask yourself, does this look just as interesting from the back and sides as it does from the front? My second tip is about AO3, recording your process. Examiners can't give you credit for what they can't see. If you've built a complex internal armature to support your sculpture, you must photograph it before it gets covered. Photograph your work at every stage against a plain neutral background with good lighting. This provides the evidence of the technical challenges you've overcome. And finally, a word on annotation. Don't just describe what you did, explain why you did it. Instead of writing, "I used wire," write, "I selected a thicker gauge of wire because my initial experiments showed the thinner wire was unable to support the weight of the plaster, demonstrating a refinement of my technique." That's how you show the examiners you're thinking like a real artist. Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. Let's see what you've remembered. Three questions, just say the answer out loud. 1. What is the term for a small-scale model used to test a 3D idea? That's a maquette. 2. Name one of the three key elements of sculpture we discussed at the start. You could have had form, space, or volume. 3. For which assessment objective would you get credit for photographing your work in progress? That would be AO3 for recording ideas and observations. How did you do? If you got all three, fantastic. If not, just rewind the last few minutes and listen again. So, to summarize today's session, great sculpture is all about mastering form, space, and volume. You need to rigorously experiment with materials for AO2, and your artist's research for AO1 must be a deep, critical investigation, not just copying. And remember to document everything for AO3, especially with high-quality photographs and insightful technical annotation. Use maquettes to solve your 3D problems before you commit to your final piece for AO4. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening. Keep creating, keep experimenting, and go and make some incredible sculpture.